We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Jay Stu and Sarah J still here at Comic Con in Toronto, and we're very happy to be here with an artist I've admired a long time, Mr. Tony Harris.
Yes.
How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How's Canada been treating you?
Very well. Very well. Very nice. I haven't been here in a little over 12 years or so, so it's nice to be back.
Very nice. As I was saying, I've been a huge admirer of your work since the 90s, actually.
Thank you.
Huge Starman fan. What can you tell us about working on that book? And you co-created the character, right?
I did. The base unit of that property is actually owned by DC. It goes all the way back to the Golden Age, but James and I did create Ted's two sons, David and Jack, and then subsequently everything around that family unit. But it was the book that put me on the map as a creator, and it's very dear to me.
It's definitely my favorite series of all time, actually.
Oh, thank you.
Anything, yeah. Most recently, you were working on the C-3PO one issue for Marvel. I got to ask you, what was it like working on something that's kind of important in canon? It tells the story of the Red Arm.
Well, it was more important to me beyond that because it was reunited James Robinson and myself after for the first time in over 20 years.
Wow.
And it was fantastic to work with him again and realize that that lightning in a bottle that we had on Starman just kind of rekindled and it was on again. But I'm a huge Star Wars fan. You're not going to find a bigger Star Wars fan than me. So.
That's great.
So that was a personal dream come true for me to work on not just the Star Wars property, but something that is canon. And the original idea for the story was actually written by J.J. Abrams.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, just the basic rough concept. And then, of course, that was given to James, and then he fleshed it out into this beautiful, you know, very human story about robots. So,
yeah, I mean, I got a little bit.
James made it much more than anybody thought it was going to be. So.
Oh, wow. It was very great. Like I said, I got a little misty-eyed reading it.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Now I have to read it.
Yeah, it's really good.
He hasn't.
Not because I drew it, but, I mean, James really, really outdid himself on the screen.
Oh, wow.
Plus, my art is fantastic.
Oh, it is. It's great.
That was a joke.
he put his copy of this down. He said, you have to read this. And I kept staring at the cover. I'm like, this, it's just, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
Like, it's artistically just so... I love it.
There were a couple of road bumps that were no huge deal, but originally the book was supposed to come out the same month or the same week as the film.
Oh, okay.
But then JJ made the decision in the 11th hour that he didn't want anybody reading that before they saw the film.
Okay.
Even though the film doesn't, you know, it doesn't tell you anything about where the arm came from, but he didn't want that blown by the comic, so that's why, if anybody wonders, that's why it was delayed and late coming out, not because I was slow. And the other thing was, when I first painted the cover, I asked my editor which arm was the red one.
Okay.
And he told me the wrong arm.
Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
So when I painted the original, the other one was red.
Oh, jeez.
So I had to change it in Photoshop. And just make, because this is all traditionally painted on board.
Wow.
Like 20 by 30 inches, this really big painting.
Oh my God.
And so I changed it in Photoshop just for print. And then I later had to go back on the actual original and paint that arm red and change it up.
Wow.
So.
That's amazing.
Thank you. It led to me, I got to meet Anthony Daniels. And
nice.
No, wow.
I got some private time with him. And
oh, wicked.
He signed the book for me. And his agent actually bought the original. So.
Oh, wow. As you were saying, as a huge Star Wars fan, that must have been like a great moment for you.
No, the great moment was last year in Celebration in London. Anthony always has these really popular panels that he does, like an hour with Anthony Daniels, whatever they're called.
Okay.
Well, unbeknownst to me, the panel was hosted by Warwick Davis.
Okay.
And Warwick pulled the comic out. And he obviously knew it existed, but they had rehearsed this thing they wanted to do. Well, Anthony ended up reading the entire comic from front to back, doing 3PO's voice.
Oh, wow.
and they were projecting my art and all the pages up on the Jumbotron screen as he was reading it. And you can find that video on YouTube.
Well, that's incredible.
Okay, I know what I'm doing when I go home now.
Oh, wow, that's
And when I was watching that, I got the chills up my neck. And
oh, man, that's awesome.
That was the big moment.
I'm speechless because I would just be passing out if that had been, like, my stuff being read by Anthony
Daniels.
That was
the moment where I realized I had made a very personal connection with Star Wars beyond just being a huge fan.
Yeah.
So, like I said, the hair was standing up on the back of my neck.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Well, I don't want to take too much more of your time. I know you're busy doing pictures and stuff. Thank you so much for talking
welcome.
To us. It was a great thrill, actually.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.